Hallelujah. Did I switch off? You know, last week we declared the seated Christ. And I was planning to the whole week something that I want to solidify. But all along as I was singing, the Holy Spirit was saying, I was singing a song called God is Still on the Throne. This morning, the prophetic word or the preceding word for you, which I'm going to flow, and then after that, I'm going to ask my wife to fill in the gap what God has for it. I want to take a scripture in Revelation chapter 1. Remember, this is the post-ascended Christ. Christ who have died, but okay, the children. Thank you, Lord. While they are going to their children's church, turn with me to Revelation chapter 1, reading from verses 4 to 7. This is the post-ascended Jesus Christ, head of the church. Verse 4, chapter 1, verse 4. John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is, who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, the ruler over all the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sin in his own blood, and who has made us kings and priests to his God, our Father, and Father, to him be glory and dominion to him forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him, and to all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. The preceding word this morning, the Lord is giving, and I want to flow with this, and I want to speak to you, and after that I'll speak resurrection life in between, is God is still on the throne. Amen. He remembers his own. Say with me, God is still on the throne. He remembers his own. I want to say to you, I do not know what you're going through, but the world and everything that is going seemingly out of order, but the word of the Lord is God is in control. God is on the throne. And he remembers his own. God is on time. Say with me, God is on time. Redemption, you know, in Jesus have been fully paid. Nothing is left untouched. Say with me, redemption is fully paid. Nothing is left untouched. I want to say that upon the death, upon Christ, the Son of the living God, he said, I will build my church. Upon the incarnation of Jesus, his life, his death, his burial, 3 days and three nights. We want to emphasize this is not being taught properly. 3 days and three nights, literal 3 days and three nights, Jesus went into the lowest part of hell and took back the keys of death and Hades and defeated Satan on the 3 days, three nights. Then he came back to his body and he resurrected. Upon that, Satan is defeated. And then the Bible tells you he took his body and blood, went to heaven. 40 days and 40 nights he was on earth proclaiming the kingdom of God. Then on the 40th day was an official ascension. When he ascended, he went up, He ascended, glorified, and today their emphasis, God, Jesus, is seated on the throne. Say with me, seated on the throne. Last week we said the exalted Christ is the great high priest. Say with me, the great high priest. It's very important that we recognize that he is the great high priest. There's no other. And the church lives on that great high priest, the great high priest. Number two, he is the prophet. He is the word. He is the prophet. He is the king of kings. Say with me, kings of kings. King of kings. King of kings. There's no other king above anybody than Jesus is king. All the rulers from this world is under subjected to Jesus. He is the judge. He's going to judge the world. You know, many seek the favor of nobility, the Bible tells us, but justice comes from God. He is the judge. He is the Lord of lords. Say with me, Lord of lords. He is Lord of lords. We are making a declaration. He is in control. There is nothing left without control. Everything is in control. And remember, when Jesus went up, he will receive back his glory seated. He sent the Holy Spirit. And it's the Holy Spirit that birthed the church on the day of Pentecost. And the 50th day after Jesus died, he birthed the church. The key is the Holy Spirit has come and the church is born. From that day we were born, the church is there. The presence of God, the presence of God is in the church. There's no other place in the world. It's the church. Say with me, the church. The presence of God is in the church. Individually, we are the temple of God. We carry the presence. Collectively, the presence of God is here. Whenever the body of Christ is assembled together, it manifests the presence of God. And in the presence of God, changed. The preceding word this morning is God is still on the throne. We may be struggling with many things in our lives. As an individual, as a church, I want to say God is still on the throne. He's in charge. He's in charge. You may be struggling with your finances, or you may be struggling with your body, or you may be struggling with your emotion. The word of the Lord is God is in control. He is in charge. He is on the throne. He's reigning and ruling. The world is becoming dangerous. Wars and rumors of wars and many things are happening. Don't lose hope. God is in control. No king, no president, nothing will cross the boundary. The devil, God has put the devil a restraining order. He cannot touch you. Amen. He cannot touch you. God is in control. The Holy Spirit, which birthed the church, he said he will guide you in every situation. God is in control. God is in control. God's timing is, God is on time. Everything that is happening in the world is on time. On time. Say with me, on time. There's a time when certain prophetic word will fulfill and Jesus will come again for the church. God is on time. Redemption is fully paid. You are saved and you are commissioned by the Lord Jesus to share this redemption power. You see, just before he went to heaven, the great commission was given. And then the Holy Spirit came. He says, simply saying, people need to be saved. You are the only agent. Instrument for evangelism. God is in control. Say with me, God is in control. God is in control. God is in control. Nothing is left untouched. I just want to declare this, and I want to say this. There are people struggling here with various issues. Various issues. And you have lost hope. This morning, I'm in charge. He's in control. Maybe your life, your marriage, your home, your business, your physical condition. God said, I'm in charge. I'm in control. The seated Christ is in authority. The world cannot go out of control apart from his position. Amen. Amen. I'm going to speak resurrection life, and I'm going to ask my wife to come and fill in the gaps that God is going to release this morning. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Lord of Lords, King of Kings, the mighty King, the one who is in control, the one who is in control of our situation, our lives, our situation, our issues. In the name of Jesus, I speak the resurrection life. Resurrection life. I break every situation that's seemingly important because God is in control. Resurrection life. I break the powers of darkness. Every situation that's seemingly to be dark, light to come. Let there be light. Let there be healing. Let there be restoration, peace, and order in the name of Jesus. I speak peace and order to the nations of the world. In the name of Jesus, the world gets darker, but the church becomes brighter. There is revival of the Word and the Spirit. There is revival, restoration in the body of Christ. God is in control. In the name of Jesus, say, God is in control. God is in control. That's the word. God is in control. Verbalize it. God is in control. God is in control. He remembers his own. The church is very precious to Jesus. If anything that God is very concerned is the church of Jesus Christ. Jesus loved his church and gave himself. The Father wanted to save the world. He sent Jesus. The Holy Spirit is commissioned. And the church is now the main focus of God. As long as the church is in earth, on the earth, everything is under his control. Amen. Amen. Father, I pray and declare what you have given to me, that you are on the throne. You remember his own. Nothing will go out of hand in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Ask my wife.